Welcome back to another episode of Talking to This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollack. Is that Kevin Pollack? What's that? Well, if you'd listen, you'd know that your ears are not what you talk through. Now then, if you understand me, wiggle your ears. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? In no particular order, let's quickly go to Jackie Gonzalez-DeRuthy. Hello, Jackie.
Yes, hello. Hello.
Better than all the rest and still humble. Tell us what you need to get done before Labor Day.
Well,
weirdly, we're less than a month from Labor Day.
Yeah, which is so crazy.
Yep.
My husband and I are shooting a short film.
Keep talking.
In 2 weekends. So we definitely have to get that done before Labor Day.
That's our
big plans.
How's my part?
We're rewriting it. That's the thing.
Good.
We keep tweaking it because we wanted to speak more Kevin, you know?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want me acting. That's for sure.
We're trying to rewrite it so that you're like simultaneously at a tennis court and tossing pizza and fishing and
very
also answering
people
calls.
Can do all of that. Yeah. Yep. Know how to use a phone booth. Please say hello to Chris Anthony Alvarado. Too pretty to be funny. If your even more handsome 60-year-old self could come back in time and say anything to your current self, what would it be?
You don't need to be so afraid.
Beautiful.
You don't need to be so afraid. What are you so fucking afraid of?
Duh.
Just go do it.
Preach.
Just go make that short film. You know what I mean? Make it the fucking short. Thank you.
Oh, that's beautiful. No, shoot. Now he's okay. Hey, it's Mark Gagliardi.
Hello.
No. Django, Johnny, Jim. Have you fired a weapon?
Yeah. Fired just today.
No.
I fired when I was in high school. My drama teacher taught me how to make a potato cannon, which is amazing. You get a big length of PVC pipe and you attach a slightly larger end of it so it looks like a big medicine dropper. Then you spray hairspray into it, kick the barbecue ignition lighter, and the potato that you've loaded in the other end will shoot out at a velocity fast enough, we found out, to raise a barn that needed to be raised. So we took down the walls of a building with a potato gun. It was awesome.
God damn.
Okay, other than just teaching all of our listeners how to do that, may I ask a follow-up question?
Sure.
What was your drama instructor doing teaching students to build weapons?
Well, my drama instructor, this is in Tennessee.
Keep going.
And we needed the wood to make a set for the delightful play, The Diviners.
Sounds like a fucking movie plot.
Oh, shit.
Movie idea.
And so to get the wood, he was like, we're going to tear down this old barn. But if we're going to do it, we might as well have fun doing it. So he taught us all how to use a potato cannon.
Wow.
Yeah.
He wins in
yeah,
so
he's pretty
many
awesome.
Ways.
Right.
And last, but only burnt toast smells for you. If you think him least, it's Joey Greer. Fart stats, Brett. Define your core for us, please.
I'll tell you my core. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. All right. That's how many abs I got. And I'm not even talking about the obliques. You know what I'm saying? Because when I get in there, when I do
core. Meant your emotional core, if we could.
I don't know.
Let's do a damn show. All of our scene suggestions gathered from your listener emails. Yes. If you as a listener would like to participate by emailing and suggesting a scene suggestion, I personally will be grateful. Just write to us at alchemythis@gmail.com. Or if you'd like to support the show by becoming a patron member, head on over and get all them special perks at patreon.com/alchemythis. That email for listeners again is alchemythis@gmail.com. Scene one comes from patron alchemaniac Mike Del Rosso, who wrote, hey, James found my review and read it aloud. I am the Buttermilk Jones. You guys are great. Then he added, hey, Kevin, are these donuts for everyone? And then he added, good evening, Kevin. This may get a bit lengthy, so feel free to edit as you see it as you see fit. A while ago, I fell into a YouTube wormhole of comedy clips and came across a vid of you doing impersonations, but only using one word to capture their essence. Liam Neeson, the one word, bananas. So there it is, my scene suggestion, Liam Neeson's Banana Cabana. Every banana I see is a banana. Also, are these donuts for anyone? We're still waiting on Mr. Neeson. Can you just keep an eye out at the front?
I can actually do a Liam Neeson. I can actually.
Okay.
We're going to need everyone to do a Liam Neeson, okay? Because this is a grand opening of Liam Neeson's Banana Cabana, okay? So everyone needs to get the best Liam Neeson we can be, okay? For okay. When Mr. Neeson comes in, he's expecting all of us to be Liam Neeson, okay?
He's doing 7 minutes.
Then let's be ready.
You okay, going to teach everyone to do him in that time?
Ralph, I'm not going to... No, you were supposed to do this already. That was in the handbook.
If you don't already have a Liam Neeson, what are you even doing here?
All right, Linda, let's hear yours.
Banana.
Great. That was great.
It takes... Thank you.
Yeah, it was really, really good.
I think there might need to be an accent. I'm not sure.
Where's it coming from? It's so deep.
It's resonates. Coming from the heart, because I love him so much. I'm not qualified for this job at all. But my uncle's best friend's son found out how much I love Liam Neeson, and he hooked me up. So
what do you mean you're not qualified for this job?
Well, meaning that I've
do you
never
have any service worked. Experience?
No. No.
What the fuck? He's here in 7 minutes.
Okay. The only experience minutes. I have is babysitting. I've babysat.
What? Like a bunch. Oh my God. Okay. All right. Well, then just make sure
but
all the bread.
All girls. Yeah. All girls.
Okay. Just restock bread. The banana bread. Restock the banana bread. Okay. When people are out here in the sun, they're going to want their banana bread. So just bring it out. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, don't worry. I've got this.
What do you mean, don't worry? Ralph doesn't know how to do a Liam Neeson. You're not a server.
Oh, I think if Ralph dug deep into his heart, he can find one.
Let me try.
Bananas. Oh, it's a little... Whoa.
That was horrible, Ralph. Ralph, that was really, really bad. And if you do that in front of Liam Neeson, he's going to be so pissed.
I'm trying again.
Bananas.
You're doing the same thing.
Hey, excuse me. Is this no longer an Olive Garden?
No, it's not. This is a Liam Neeson's Banana Cabana.
What the hell is that?
Well, I'm glad.
Is there unlimited breadsticks?
There is unlimited banana bread, but only for the people at the cabana by the pool.
Oh, honey, let's just stay. Let's stay. We always eat at Olive Garden.
I was trying to take my wife out for our anniversary dinner.
Oh, well, then this would be a perfect place. Why not something so romantic as Liam Neeson's Banana Cabana?
Is Mr. Neeson...
You said unlimited banana bread?
All right, Dad, I love you. Bye. Shit. It's bad.
What happened?
I think my parents, they simultaneously have gotten dementia or something.
Simultaneously?
Look, it's Thursday night, right?
Yep.
So Thursday night is their Olive Garden night.
Right.
And I usually give them a call, just tell them I love you. I always say unlimited or, whatever. And
yeah.
Alfredo sauce. And they've just kind of gone off the deep end.
Well, give me one reason you sense that.
They said they were at
the Olive Garden.
This is making me emotional because it's like so fucking crazy.
They're at the Olive Garden.
It'd be different if they said we were at the Olive restaurant or the Mediterranean diner, but
that garden said, place.
Yeah. They said they were at Liam Neeson's.
Welcome to Liam Neeson's Bananarama. Banana.
No, banana it's bandana. No, it's Liam Neeson's Banana Cabana.
Sorry, I'm training. Welcome to Liam Neeson's Banana Bandana. I'm sorry.
Cabana.
Welcome
Listen,
to
Neeson. God damn it.
Okay. It's okay. I'm just training, but
you're
I'm
doing
be
great,
you
honey. You're doing great.
No, she's not. Don't say that. Okay.
Goodness.
If this was Olive Garden, we'd already be at the salad bar.
Well, it's okay. We're having a new experience. We said we wanted to experience new things.
Does everything on the menu have a banana component?
I mean, I knew they were losing it because my dad thought that the Olive Garden has a salad bar, you know? And I was like, so he was starting to slip already, Because they don't have that there.
No, never did.
My name is Stacy, and I've got a very particular set of skills to serve you up very well tonight.
Oh,
thank you.
That was good.
Thank
See,
you.
Aren't you enjoying it here at Liam Neeson's Banana Cabana?
Now, is it all like, is it all Taken references, or are you also, is there like Schindler's List stuff going on too? Or?
Yeah, there's some of that. We get a taste of all of his movies as well as all of these delicious banana treats. I'll leave these menus here for you and I'll be back.
Shoot, he's calling. Hey, Dad. Wait, Liam's there with you? He's saying Liam's there.
He's not with Liam Neeson. I know. This is so weird.
Here, I'll put it on speaker. Dad, are you there?
He says he has a very particular set of skills.
Mom, are you okay?
I'm fine, honey. We're at Liam Neeson's Banana Cabana.
And he's there now?
Liam Neeson is right here in the... Honey, are you okay?
Are you guys okay?
We got some asking us... deep fried plantains as an appetizer.
Oh, hold on. I just have to have two of these plantains.
Okay, well... Okay, then put on Liam Neeson. I'm so sorry. This is weird.
No, oh, Mr. Neeson.
Okay, putting him on.
Yeah, hello.
Okay.
Hello.
I don't know who you are, but those are my parents, okay? And they're obviously ill.
I don't know who you are. But it's fucking,
dude,
I've
that's
got a,
fucking Liam Neeson.
It is?
I've got a long list of people. That's and you might be on it. And I hope that you're not.
Don't piss them off. Say something. Say something. Just say something.
I'm going to save them all. I'm going to try. Some of them will already be dead, but some of them are going to live.
Don't kill my parents, Mr. Neeson.
What? So, yes. Mm-hmm. I'm here to actually have them have a wonderful time at my banana cabana. Very good times and delicious food.
Great. It's great. Good. Okay. Thank you so much. Oh my gosh. Thank you.
I loved you in Schindler's List.
But,
dude, what the fuck?
I guess they're okay.
Duh, that's the good news.
But what was that salad bar thing all about then?
Yeah. See, that's a good point.
Oh, I don't know. It all sounds so good. Can you read the specials one more time?
I can. But. I'm just going to say, like, I can't do any more phone calls. Honestly, I just sweat so much. I had to switch my uniform. And we don't have that many in my size. So tiny.
You're very tiny. You need to eat something. Do you not eat the banana bread?
Oh,
honey, she doesn't eat the banana bread.
I love the banana
bread. I've had two baskets already and I'm getting full.
Don't fill up too soon.
It's absolutely delicious.
Can we take some to go if we want? Can we get the banana bread in one of those I could have saved one more bags?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you.
So I'll throw that in there for you and I'll read you the specials just one more time.
Great.
We've got a very dangerous banana foster. And also
Hi, Kurt.
Yep.
Kurt Fambler.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, it's come to our attention I don't know.
Okay.
It's come to our attention that I might not be okay.
Okay.
And that you might be the only individual who has the skills to save me.
I have a certain set.
All right, and I'm here to ask you for that help.
Who sent you?
A friend of ours, a mutual friend. You might know him.
Tim?
That's exactly it.
Mm-hmm.
You met with Tim a couple days ago? He was talking about Liam Neeson, is that correct?
And he said he would give you a certain word to say to me, and then I would know you're cool.
Spaghetti feet.
Wow. That was the big surprise. It was two words.
Well, it was a hyphen, I assumed.
Me too.
But,
anyways, how can I help?
I need,
just say
I need you to Rob Roy me.
Okay.
All right.
And today?
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And you need you to free me. All right.
You brought.
I need you to free me.
A duffel full of.
Socks, kilts, yep. Maces, long swords, you name
good,
it.
Good.
All right.
Great. I just need you to pay in advance. And,
of course.
Ready to go.
670, 680, 690. You just tell me when to stop. 700. 710.
So you're saying Olive Garden never had a salad bar?
No, honey. Olive Garden's never had a salad bar.
Maybe it's a Mandela effect thing going on.
Because
I remember being at a salad bar at an Olive Garden.
Oh, honey, I'm getting a little worried about you. You know, I had a long talk with our son yesterday, and
which one?
The taller one of the two.
Yep, I can see him. You know who I'm talking about? Now.
Yep. Damn it! Well, now this is all I can think about.
What some more banana bread. How is everything going for y'all?
Oh, it's great. It's great.
Please, no more banana bread. I realize that I finished. I topped out that last basket, but I don't need any
more. Of course. Yeah, we just want to make sure that just in case you want it, it's right here. Liam Neeson's Banana Cabana.
And so I have to apologize to you guys. I just remembered that Liam Neeson is in Love Actually, and that I should have been doing an accent this whole time, and I have to apologize.
Oh
to
no!
You.
Oh,
we also want to say we will comp the meal. We will comp the entire meal, gosh. Because Stacey here.
Oh, was that's not necessary.
Been so great. It's her first day. She's so good.
I mean, if my parents are in such a good place, maybe I should go there and celebrate. I mean, I want to see Liam Neeson. Wouldn't you want to meet Liam Neeson?
Yes. Let's go.
Hey, you're not just my stoner pal. You were like, we could do like outdoor stuff, you know, go outside. The house.
Should we walk? Should we Uber? How should we get there?
Yeah, I'll call us an Uber.
Okay, cool. Because I got a skateboard.
No, I know, but that'd be.
Hello, Uber. How can I help you?
Hi there. I would like to schedule a car, please.
Okay, from where to where?
From my location to Liam Neeson's banana.
Where is
cabana.
Your location?
Oh, I thought maybe you could see it somehow.
I'm on the phone, sir. I can't see that.
Okay.
Try to upsell them to a luxury car.
Do you want to go in a shit box?
No. No. No, not at all.
Okay, I'll just bump you up to a luxury car then.
Okay. Can I just give you?
I like how you did that. I like how you.
Yeah,
did
you
that.
Do like that, Daddy.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay, I got you for a luxury sedan. I got two cars, one following the other. All right.
That is scene one. That is only scene one. Dear God. Mommy, make it stop. Oh, fuck.
Scene two comes from some listener, Andrew, who simply wrote, "Hi, Kevin and Alchemy Crew. If you're reading this on air, I'm probably having a panic attack because I'll feel personally responsible for whatever happens next." Oh, don't. Don't do that, Andrew. You literally have nothing to do with what's about to happen. I cannot. I'm not sure I can handle it. We'll see. Scene suggestion. People who feel superior for shunning social media now struggle to organize, coordinate something without it. Cheers, Andrew. That was awesome.
I'm just so, is this nice? We get together, we grill, right? We're just talking.
Food. We're eating actual food.
This is drink. Great, yeah.
Beverage. You
know, this is good. This is
nice.
Feels like it's happening. Feels like we're doing it.
Because it is.
Yeah.
Because
it is. Yes.
That's right. We're taking photos. We're just showing each other those photos.
And look at that. Look.
Hashtag fun.
Okay. Oh, whoa.
Sorry.
Whoa,
whoa. Sorry. I don't know why I said hashtag. Whoa. It's just fun. It's just fun.
Just fun, dude.
You're having fun. Is that what you mean, Tom?
I'm having fun.
Okay. That's a spirit. Can I get you another lowbrow?
Hold on. Sorry.
Was this a sponsored post?
I feel like you called him Tom, and that's his IG handle. Because
fuck me.
Barry called him Luke, and that's one of my real names.
It's okay. Look, it's all right. It's all right.
We're all off.
We're all off social media.
Okay, we're off.
We're unplugged. We're offline.
MTV unplugged. Am I right?
Acoustic.
I can still breathe. I can still laugh. I'm having fun.
I was the first to get Tom on Instagram.
I know, so cool. All right.
Who was
cool.
the guy?
That was my handle.
Who was that MySpace? Was it MySpace Tom?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Iconic.
Hello. There are burgers ready to eat here and now. Here and now. So quick little thing. In a half
an hour. Fuck! I burned myself. Fuck!
Yeah,
fuck,
you can't.
Well, you put your hand right on the
Jesus
grill.
Jesus Christ.
That's a real thing.
What do I do? How
just
do I
be
how
here?
Do I,
just own it. Feel it.
Let's
feel it.
Look it up. Look up how to heal
no,
a fucking
we
burn.
Said no, no, we said no internet damn. Today.
You could ask a question on Facebook.
God, damn it. Somebody ask
Luke,
a fucking question
Luke,
on Facebook, please.
No internet today.
You can ask God, us, my hand buddy. Just ask us.
What do I do?
Okay, doesn't that feel better? You asked people.
Use your minds.
My hands are fucked up.
Ice is good.
Put your hand in the cooler.
In the cooler. There we go. What did we learn, buddy?
My skin is falling off.
Yeah.
The skin's coming right off in the ice.
That's right.
What do I do?
Sexy. Just be present.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Hey, how about that sporting event that was recent?
Yeah. That was a good sporting event.
It unfolded.
Babe, I can't go to the party. I can't go to the barbecue. I can't show up like this.
What? You're fine. What do you mean you can't show up like this? Look at your what? Look at your... Oh, honey.
Sorry, Alexa is offline.
Look at my real face.
Honey, do you realize what just happened?
I don't...
You just buffered.
What?
What? You just buffered in real life.
I did?
Yeah. You stopped for half a second, froze, a little wheel spun in front of you, and then you came right back in the end of a sentence that I didn't even hear the last part of. You are right. We cannot go to this barbecue if you're buffering.
I am the internet? If I am the internet, why is my chin this large? Why is my nose not tiny? Oh, why are my eyes not huge? Why don't I look the way that I do when I look at myself on my phone?
These are the questions that you ask yourself in the moment that you realize that you, in fact, are the internet.
What can I say? I want what I want, and I want my fake face. I want my fake face.
Your face is wonderful. I love your face. I love your real face.
This face?
Yes, this face. This face.
I can't believe I turned into the internet and my face didn't even follow.
Bing, bing, bong.
What was that?
It's the front door.
It's at the door.
Oh, God. I thought you were interneting again.
I'm not coming up with beep bops. I don't know.
I'm
not beep bop.
Well, you buffed.
I'm not a robot.
I'm at the front door.
Hold on. Please don't manifest as the internet while I answer the door.
I think I'm always the internet now.
Hello?
Hey, I got every single box from Amazon here. Just want to drop it off.
Oh. Yeah, I guess just put it in the front closet.
Every single box?
Every single from
you think
what,
I'm going to go inside and drop it in your front closet? Buddy, I'm just here to drop it on your lawn.
Every single box from which order?
Is that a problem, Hal?
All of them.
Now we're good. Well, we're good.
Every single box from Amazon.
Oh my God. This is because you're the internet. Single box.
Robert.
Let's go, buddy.
You still love me though, right?
I mean, of course I love
thick
you.
And thin. This is thin. This is, or is it thick? I'm not sure.
This was
rough.
Not in our vows. That's what this is.
Okay. So what's happening is you're not picking up when I go row, row, row your boat. Then you go. Okay, ready? And row, row, row your boat. Okay, guys.
I'm so cold.
Guys, we can have fun. We're having fun.
I'm having fun. This is great. This is Luke's. One of the best. He's not having fun, but I think we have to carry on.
This is fun.
Let's just be EMTs that have arrived on the scene and found this guy in this kind of pain. And
Just go online and ask for help.
No, we made a 12-hour commitment, everybody. And if we can't keep our commitments, what the fuck are we?
That's exactly right. Our commitments are more important than your shredding skin.
Hashtag commitment.
Luke, shit.
Fuck.
Luke, you're going to have to leave. You're going to have to fucking leave.
Take up your skin and get the fuck out.
Please. Okay, I'm going to log off.
Buddy, you're right here with us. Look at me. I'm right in front of you. You don't have to log. Okay? The only log I need from you is some poop.
What?
Why did you say that?
Honey, look, I don't know if we're going to be able to go to this barbecue now. They said specifically no internet.
And before I thought I couldn't go because my face doesn't look right.
Oh my God. Is it still about... Look, I want you to walk up. Come here. Look in the mirror. Look in this mirror right here. Tell me what you see.
A monster.
No, you're not.
A monster.
I'll tell you
That's
what I
so
see.
So close to looking right. So close.
Oh, you've been so close to looking right in every photo you've ever taken. So close. I'm so. Look, this is the face that I fell in love with. This one right here in the mirror. Are you?
Hey, excuse me. I was told I could get porn here.
Yeah. I mean, you could literally ask me anything. But yeah, if you need porn.
Sir, how did you? Are you from Amazon? Are you one of those Amazon guys? Just get, for God's sake.
Redhead, POV.
Teeth for cash. Teeth for cash. Turning your teeth. Teeth for cash.
Sorry,
it's a pop-up.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Mr. Google, but something is terribly wrong with the internet.
What could possibly be wrong?
It seems everything has been rerouted. There's no more... the internet, really, everything has just stopped online. From what our last data was telling us, it's been pinpointed right here to this house.
Whose house is that?
Well, it's a couple. It's Ryan and Sarah Kroger. Not the supermarket empire, but that's...
Dig deeper. It's not really them.
Okay.
Dig deeper.
Do you want to just tell me what's going on, or
find me the source?
Okay.
All right. I believe it's Elon Musk. So just keep looking. Just keep looking.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
You popped out under that blanket and scared the hell out of me. Holy shit.
I think it's Musk. I think this is
okay.
Musk.
Okay. Yeah. Just, I thought the same thing too.
Please.
That was 100%.
Break it down further.
All right. Look, if I use the phone, a landline, that is an internet. So I will call you an ambulance.
That's great.
From the landline.
This is great. Hey, this is problem solving. We didn't need to look it up. He's
unconscious.
All right. We can still help him.
Should we be live streaming this?
No. But does he have a landline? This is his house.
I mean, let's just go inside. There's got to be one somewhere. Let's just look. Where would it be?
Holy shit.
Alexa, where's the landline?
Don't ask.
Landline. Are you my dad? Are you my daddy?
Oh, fuck. What's this?
What? Who the fuck is it? What? Why is it so smoky in here?
Kid, are you smoking?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you know where the phone is?
Uh-huh. Follow me.
Okay.
Wait, I don't think this is a good idea.
I don't either. I'm so scared.
Follow this kid through the smoke.
Okay.
Shit. Are you going to have to get on your hands and knees and crawl through this hole?
Oh, fuck. All right.
What the fuck was Dan doing here? What the fuck was Dan doing? Did anybody know he had a kid?
No. I don't know anything about him. It's just
have you seen my dad?
Yeah. Yeah, he's out front. Or in the back, I mean. He's in the back.
I love him.
All right, we got to stop this.
Okay.
We got to stop this. We got to use the internet.
No. No. Show us where the phone is. Show us where the phone is.
Okay. All right.
We're just going to call first.
Climb up this tree trunk.
Uh-oh.
How's their tree in the house? So great.
You know what, Sarah? You know what? I love you the way you are. And I know all of our friends love you the way they are. And rules be damned. Let's go to that barbecue. Me and my wife, the internet.
God, I love you so fucking much.
I love you so fucking much. Come on.
My body hurts with how much I love you.
Reverse cowgirl. Reverse cowgirl.
Please.
Okay, all right.
Oh, no, the ambulance is here.
What are all these sounds?
Was that?
Y'all have a dial-up modem? Well, what's going on?
That is scene two.
buddy boy.
Scene 3 comes from patron VIP Boots Raingear, who wrote, "Hi, that, Kevin. Here's a suggestion. Flashlight enthusiasts and flashlight enthusiasts have booked their conference on the same weekend." Now, Boots followed that up with, "Hi, Kevin. I accept that the last suggestion wasn't good, but neither is this one." And then it's a suggestion about James Heaney. So yeah.
So we're going with the fleshlight?
Kevin, so Kevin, I always ask this every few episodes, because there's like, you can go through them, you can reply, thanks so much, this time. Yeah.
But, and I always think, if I read the patron VIPs and they are just ill-advised and should be thrown in the trash heap, then I'm going to get feedback. And that's what you've allowed, and I appreciate that.
All right, flashlight and flashlight conferences double booked.
The great thing about this flashlight is that it actually floats in the water as well. So if you're in some kind of storm, and obviously you lose power and you need light, but oh my gosh, now there's a bunch of water.
You know, I actually came here for the flashlights.
Quick question, how do we fuck that?
Yeah, where do we put our dicks in that flashlight?
Deborah, tell them.
So this flashlight takes two
Deborah, where do they put their dicks?
I would say that you keep them in your pants, and then you press this button to just ignite.
All right, we're getting swamped here, okay? As a medical staff, we were not told this was going to be going, but look, there's a lot of guys out there who are getting battery burn on their hoo-has, okay?
Whoa.
On their assholes?
On the hoo-has?
On their hoo-has.
The vaginas?
The taint? What's a man hoo-ha? What's a man
hoo-ha? Hoo-ha is a vagina.
Okay, son. Now it's time for the talk of the birds and the bees.
Okay.
All right. Now, I've withheld this from you for a number of years due to our strong religious beliefs, but you must know what a man's business is called.
Okay.
All right. It's called a hoo-ha.
Okay, mine's a hoo-ha.
Yeah, that's your hoo-ha that you're touching right now.
Uh-huh. And what is a lady?
What is a lady doesn't have anything. A man has a hoo-ha.
And a lady has
a
nothing.
A woman has nothing.
Okay.
Now, the congregation needs to know
that the Bible
Amen.
Might have information that is reserved.
Preach!
Do you see what just came out his mouth?
Oh, a baby!
Is that how babies are made?
Look, Diana, I know this is your first Vegas event, and I think you're doing great, but just what are we trying to do here?
So, well, I'm trying to... Oh, you tell me.
Well, I hope we're on the same page. You're trying to sell these flashlights, right?
Yes.
Okay. So when you're giving the information about the floating, good.
Yeah, good.
Talking about battery life, good.
Good.
Wattage, LED, all good words.
I have all of those words in my personal lexicon of words that I use.
I am so sorry to interrupt. Mr. Humphreys?
Yeah.
The credit card for the room you have at the Bellagio.
Hold on before you
finish. It's not working?
Before you sentence. Come on. Just, Diana, give me 1 second. Just answer the questions, Diana. Whenever they ask, give them an answer.
Do you.
Sorry, you were saying?
The credit card was declined again.
Give me one. You know what? It's good because I wanted to pay cash anyway.
We need a credit card now.
I have. Okay, which one did I give you? What were the last four on that?
4 digits?
Yeah.
It was the last four cards because I'm not sure you're going to be able to stay at the Bellagio, sir.
Well, this is my business, actually. You see that? Right? I'm a business owner. You see her? She works for me. So, like, I got income coming in. I could just pay cash. It'd be really helpful.
Housekeeping. Housekeeping.
He needs to come in to clean the room. Yes, sir. We're going to be switching you out. And from what it looks like from the balled up pieces of paper right there, it looks like you got $6 in total. You wanted to pay the room for $6.
A lot has changed because I didn't realize this is all happening in my room. Diana.
Now, this little baby here is state of the art. And you'll notice as I hit the on button here, and okay, I am not getting any light out of that. The batteries need to be changed. I just have to unscrew the bottom here. And all it takes, ladies and gentlemen, is 4D batteries.
Is that thing empty?
Quick, get it. Hey.
Get your dick.
Hey.
What do you think?
Is it good?
Quit hogging it.
All right, Marines. When I say go, give me two push-ups. Hoo-ha!
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 That means dick.
Yeah, and you gotta touch it when you say it. You gotta give it a
what?
You gotta just give it a light touch when you say it.
Hoo-ha means dick. Did you know that?
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. And also, we say hoorah here, sir.
Excuse me.
The Marines, we say hoorah.
Are you talking up to me?
No, sir.
You're gonna get five
imposter.
Times the two. So now you're gonna get 10
imposter. Imposter.
You call me? Are you all calling me imposter? You're all gonna get your asses.
Bitch. No, that guy who called you out. He's an imposter.
Oh God!
Kick his ass.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. I know I'm going to answer all your questions right now.
Get out of the buffet. You're in the way of the
buffet. Nobody can eat until we solve this problem.
Is Liam Neeson here?
Okay, that's not one of the questions.
I'm trying to get to the salad buffet.
Now, listen, there are two conferences going on at the same time.
Which one?
The Fleshlight.
Right.
And the Flashlight.
You're saying the same thing?
What's the difference?
Honey, I think he's saying the same thing.
I think so, too.
What's the difference between hoo-ha, hoorah, and booyah?
Hoo-ha.
And
okay,
which one's
no.
my dick?
Okay. All right. Look.
Is this banana fine. Bread unlimited?
You know what? Stick your things wherever you want to put them. All right? Put whatever
what
you got.
What if you're a woman and you've got nothing? You got nothing. You can't put anything out or in. It's just nothing.
Is that true?
I am. So, I'm so sorry to interrupt. Sir, Mr. Humphreys, can I talk to you for a second? You're supposed to be working in the kitchen, okay? You're supposed to be paying off the room. You're paying off the room, all right? Just,
can we
don't need you out here.
Over here. So what were you saying?
Don't tell me over here, okay?
Sorry, sir. I know you're my boss now. I'm just not used to this. What happened to my assistant, Diana?
I don't know.
she's at my booth.
Last thing we know, she signed up at the Marine stand at the Bellagio.
Oh shit. Okay.
No, we need those salads to come out now. We're running out of chopping season.
So you want to open another Banana Cabana in Vegas?
Yeah, we feel now is the time to strike.
I've been told that we're losing money on all the ones that we've put out there already.
So far. But, you know, you got to try. You can't be in it if you plan on winning it.
This is my name and my likeliness.
That you've sold us. So, yeah, we're going to...
I'm so sorry.
What is it, Larry? Larry?
This is my dad. He's sick.
Oh, no.
You're not talking to Liam Neeson.
Who am I
talking? No, I'm Liam Neeson.
No, this is my...
He sounds... Like him?
I have a very particular set of skills.
Okay, ask him then. Ask him if there's a salad bar at Olive Garden.
Hey, Mr. Neeson, do you happen to know if there's a salad bar at the Olive Garden?
There is a salad bar at Olive Garden, yes.
See, what did I tell you? What did I tell you?
You're dead.
Yeah.
God damn it.
So the first thing you do when you get there is you grab a plate and you go straight to the salad bar.
Oh, wow.
No. I mean, and you say, keep those breadsticks coming.
He does it pretty good, Neeson. That's the thing.
I mean, he's got good credit and good ideas. If you want to get into business with him, just go ahead, I guess.
Okay, let's see where this goes. All right. So the first thing then, Mr. Neeson, is that I get the, just go to the salad bar and get a plate?
Just go to the salad bar and get a plate.
Right. And do I need any sort of special skills for that?
You need a very particular set of skills.
Okay, what are they?
So, do I get this water bottle here even if I don't sign up with the Marines? Do I still get to keep the water bottle here?
Yeah, you get to keep the water bottle. That's our gift to you.
Awesome. Okay, great. Thank you so much. This is awesome. Even if I don't, you know, so what? I don't have a job. I have a water bottle. That's my own.
Excuse me. You're gonna stick your dick in that?
What?
You're gonna put your hoo-ha in that?
You don't talk to me like that, son. Get on the ground. Get on the ground. Marine kick. Marine kick.
You're strong, man. I like that. I want to be like that.
Join the Marines.
Okay.
Devil dogs.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna join the devil dogs. Done? Is that it?
Hold on a second. You got You got quiet, then like a little wheel started spinning in front of you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm the internet.
All right, so listen, Connor, I'm digging the design and the ideas and the forward thinking. I just, if I can, let me just get a couple of questions. Okay. What is the necessity of a light? Is it just a play on words on flashlight? Is that why you're calling it flashlight?
Are you questioning Connor? Is that what it is? You're questioning Connor and his design choices?
As you know, marketing pretty much drives the world. So you've come up with this great design. We just have a problem with the name. I don't understand. It's just a play on flashlight? That's it?
Yes. The whole point is to play on flashlight. Fleshlight, flashlight. English is my first language and I know this.
You're right, because we can't call it a jack-off machine. I understand
A fleshlight.
But there's
also
no light.
Because of the shape of it. Look at the shape. What does the shape remind you of?
A tube?
What are we going to call them, dick tubes? No, it's a fleshlight. It's cute. It's a cute name for a thing.
Yeah. Is that what we want out there in the marketplace? Cute names?
There's not enough cute sex toys.
But my patent is for human flesh to make light. I don't understand.
Well, too bad. I'll see you in the courtroom in 5 minutes.
This is insane.
Don't talk to the other party.
We're not supposed to be talking to each other.
I thought I was going to be able to compromise something. I mean, my technology can actually make human skin light.
Yes. We're going
to
handle it in the courtroom, Walter.
I just don't understand.
Speaking of handling things, you want to sue me still? Oh, why don't you just try this? Take this. Try it. See what you think.
Don't do it, Walter. Don't. As your lawyer,
don't try it.
When the hell have you helped me, huh?
I've been trying for months.
Dad, are you going to put your hoo-ha on that?
Babe, how did the trial go? The case?
Well, I fist fought my dad. And he knocked me out.
And where's Oliver? You took our boy with you.
I forgot to bring him back.
And did you win the case?
No. The judge said making flesh actually illuminate or project lumens or whatever the phrasing is. I'm so fucked up from the head.
Your dad knocked you out.
Knocked me out. I lost it all. And the judge said that.
Do you want to have sex?
No, I don't want to have sex. I just want to.
What? You never not want to have.
I don't want to have sex. I want to take a bath. Okay.
You've never taken a bath in the 24 years we've been married. Oh,
guess we're starting. All right. I just want to soak.
What? You never said I want to soak.
I got knocked out by dad, who's my lawyer.
What the hell is this? This is not the porn I asked for.
That's our show for today. Oh, baby, sometimes there's a sweet spot, God. Even though the suggestion is bad. You work with it, and you get there. And we got there, and I'm thrilled, and I love you all, and I want to thank Jackie Gonzalez de Ruthe first and foremost for making magic with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, and thank you, Craig, for... showing me really actually what Liam Neeson sounds like, and it was eye-opening. And
I mean, there's a lot.
It was helpful.
There's a lot of inventory online to also.
Yeah, it's in the moment he lost. You know, I was like, oh yeah, I know what he saw. No, I don't.
It is.
It's a little growly and a little Irish.
Yeah. I'm going to come back with that nailed.
Yeah. For someone from Ireland, and there's not quite enough. There's more gravel.
Oh, and Chris, he is in Star Wars, just so you know.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. What does he play? Ones. Chewbacca?
Come on, dude. Show some respect.
He's the original Chewbacca.
He's like yeah. Jesus, ones. Dude. With the little boy.
He's in The Phantom Menace.
Yes. Oh. Little Anakin.
Okay. Qui-Gon Jinn.
Oh, yeah. Qui-Gon Jinn. He lives on the moons.
Come on, dude. You don't got to.
He lives on the moons.
Just say, oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that. You don't got to do this.
Or say it's not interesting. I didn't know. Either one works.
It's interesting. I didn't know that. Thank you.
And thank you, Jackie.
Thank you.
Any more use out of the machine to your left?
The bike?
Yes. Oh, I ride the bike many times a week. I love
and you
the
just
bike.
Face
she's
the wall.
Lying. She's lying.
I just face the wall. No, I'll take
no,
it.
No, she's lying.
Outside. Actually, Joey
okay,
caught
that's
me
crazy.
Riding it the other day.
Yep. I called her and she was like, I'm on the bike. And I was like,
I
know, what?
Breathing heavy. And I was like, I am on the bike. Sometimes I'll take it outside, listen to something. But
I thought she was literally like on the road.
No, stationary bike outside is the best.
Yeah.
That's the new it. Thank you. Mark Gags.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you. This is always a delight, and it's so wonderful to see everybody's faces.
Still love the fake background. It's the greatest.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Yep. This, just so homey.
And actually, I just turned around with a camera and took a picture of my apartment from this point of view, and then I had it, uploaded it as a Zoom background.
That's smart.
Yeah.
So smart.
Yeah. I'm not even home right now.
It doesn't matter what your place looks like. Even if you were, you could put that up.
Exactly.
Yeah. Super cool. Super chill. And thank you.
Thank you.
The name of the podcast again, please, for everybody?
We Got This with Mark and Hal.
That's
correct. Check it out on Max Fun.
All right. Craig Kukowski?
Yeah, I'd love to, if you can indulge me, I would love to point out the difference in the portrayal of Zeus in Clash of the Titans between Laurence Olivier and Liam Neeson. Mm-hmm. Because Laurence Olivier in the original Clash of the Titans famously gave a line reading where he said, "Release the Kraken!"
Yes.
Implying that as Zeus, he has several beasts at his disposal ready to go at any moment. And for this particular job, the Kraken is the one who needs to be used.
Sure.
And Liam Neeson changed the line reading to, "Release the Kraken."
Huh.
Emphasizing release, implying that what he does is... Every day he gives a series of orders of things to do to the Kraken. Massage the Kraken.
Yeah. Walk the Kraken.
Call the Kraken. Sure.
All right. So we've learned something very helpful and important today, and I thank you for that. And thank Carla for making a cameo earlier. Much appreciated. Chris Alvarado.
Yeah, buddy? quick thing. I went to Costco yesterday alone and got some really good stuff, but I also bought this French bread, pain au chocolat, and it's just little chocolate rolls of bread, and that's not healthy, and I had tomatoes and bananas and I had everything all set to be a good boy, and then I ended up eating six of the eight rolls last night, and this
last
morning...
Night.
And this morning, I took the other two in my car before I went surfing. I've had eight, and I haven't had anything else.
But are they
and
chocolate
I'm not kidding.
Croissants or?
Yeah, kind of like that, but they're not actually. It's not actually. I thought it's actually more of like a chocolate. It's like a roll.
French
like
bread,
a, like oh. like a no, like a Hawaiian roll, soft with two little things
sounds,
of chocolate in there.
Sounds delicious, but I'm gonna suggest.
But I ate all eight. I haven't had a vegetable. I haven't had anything.
Have you pooped?
Here's the good news, Chris.
Maybe a little too much.
You're talking about it. If you did all that and didn't say a word, we'd have a problem.
Thank
but you're
you.
Talking about it. You know what's up.
Good.
Yeah.
You're having a moment.
I just had a moment.
Had a food moment. And now you've shared. Mm-hmm. And now you sit your butt on that toilet until things happen.
I know, but I have eight more.
Oh, wow. I'll be there in 20 minutes.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. I haven't had 16 of them.
I'll be there in 20 minutes.
Yes, sir.
Joey Greer, thank you for stopping by. We appreciate most of what you do.
You know, and I thank you, and I appreciate you saying that. Oh. I just want to let people know if they want to know what's really going on with me, they want to kind of access their third eye and, you know, get on a higher level of consciousness. Check out my TikTok.
Okay.
God bless Chim Chum.
God
I'm
bless
not
Chim
on TikTok, but Chum. He posts them on Instagram, and I'm a big fan.
All right. There's an endorsement, testimonial.
Yeah.
There it is.
This is the TikTok you want to be following, for sure.
This is where it's Joey, at. I am your father.
Who's that, Joey?
That's my dad.
That's right. And he's got your nose. All right. Let's thank all of you and Doug Bame, our producer to the stars. Fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, thanking each and every damn one of you so very, very much for giving a good gosh darn for these proceedings. And stay involved if and when you can. Tell everyone you've ever met. And remember, be kind to each other. Until next time.
Alchemy.
Alchemy this.